Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is an Ooh-wee production.
Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions could be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs to your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show.
Went in there and dropped that thing.
Yeah, business, man. Bro, that's crazy though, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like certain ad libs, man, just hit hard no matter who you is, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like bro, like one of those.
Yeah, well, that thing had you jumping. Yeah.
Even the dancers now though, I ain't gonna lie. Like I be looking at some of the dancers on Facebook and stuff. It'd be like, damn, that's hard though. Especially the way they matched up with a beat and the song. Even if I don't rock with the song, man, like the way they killing it. I'm like, hey.
Boy, Chris Brown doing some things, man.
I ain't seen nothing
watching. I be watching Chris, man. Chris.
I heard though, back in the day though, like when he first was like coming up on his run.
Oh, yeah.
He was still fire. Yeah, Chris, everybody was saying
Chris,
that.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
They were saying like they was comparing him almost to Michael Jackson. Yeah.
He had an upward trajectory. Honestly, man. Chris don't be putting out no, I haven't seen Chris put out a flop yet. Like, honestly.
Nah, everything really
I never, he don't put out duds.
So what genre would you consider him as? Like,
Chris,
R&B?
Chris is R&B.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Which is what? What is R&B stand for?
Rhythm and blues.
Okay, gotcha.
That's crazy because nowadays I don't consider it, like, it's to me, it's like R&B, aka rhythm and blues has actually morphed into more. So it's not quite as close to rhythm and blues anymore, but it's more so close to rhythm and hip hop. It's more so. But I guess that's just what the era is. It's like that's what R&H, rhythm R&H, and hip hop. That's what it is. More so,
everybody got like a dope baseline.
Got beat to it. Yeah, saying?
I feel you like on that, bro. And you know what's crazy is do you think it's more? Is you think it's still like romantic, like romance in it, or is it more just talking about like heartbreak, or like
it's more than just heartbreak? Boy, talking about man knocking something off.
Yeah, facts,
you know that.
Facts,
yeah,
that, I mean, like, so like back, like was that always the what you call that, man? Was that always the what I'm trying to say, man?
I think the approach was just different. Like the approach is, it was different, and it's different now because, like back in the day, you know, listen to. Let me see. I'm going to play something.
All right.
That will be, I guess we have a playoff real quick.
Okay.
So you pick. Okay. So this is what you do now. You pick. Like your most.
Like my R&B jam.
Yeah. Like up to date. Like okay, something you'll go to today. And then I pick one from yesteryear.
So you know what's crazy though? I got some stuff that's like, it threw me off, but it's hitting right.
And I'm going to play something from yesteryear. And, okay, and then we are taking, you know what I'm saying? We had diagnosed both of them.
Let's go. Let's do it. And then I just drop the, what I can do is just drop the links.
Okay.
Because they are copyrighted if I play it on the joint.
Yeah. So you got to go with an artist? Huh? You got to go with one artist, like a single artist, or you going with a group? How you want to do this?
Oh, okay, okay.
You want to pick a group or you want to pick an artist?
Let's do an artist. And we, matter of fact, it's whatever. Whatever right. You want to do.
So,
whatever
hey, we want to do. Well, one artist, one group. That's okay. What we do. So right, we can bet. See the difference between okay, the groups and the that. Artists of the day.
I can do that.
You going with your artist first or a
group? Yeah, I'm going with my artist first.
Okay. Cool. Just, I ain't even got to hear like much more of this, but this is closer to the essence of actual R&B.
Okay.
Yeah. But mainstream, what you hear on the radio.
Okay. All right, bet. Well, I got one. Okay. Okay. I got one that'll match that. Now this one.
Okay.
All right. So, nah, that might be cheating now because what she did was took like an old school
R&B.
Yeah,
I'm about to say now.
She took the voice and laid it over that.
Yeah, she definitely. So see, just because I'm going off of the sound of how that is now, I like what I want to play. It'll still be considered older than that.
Yeah.
It'll be considered older than that, but. Just keeping it in the vein of what it is, you know.
All right, bet.
So that's kind of like a remake.
Right, right. Okay, yeah.
So I'm gonna play mine.
That's and it.
Watch it have an ad to start. So one for your remix.
Okay. Yeah, that was nice though. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, I got one right here. This is a female.
Okay. We gonna keep that thing on rotation. See, I always come with the ads, man. I'm telling you, we were doing well.
They always hit you in the right spot. I bet. I got one for now. This one a little explicit, but I'm gonna try to stop it before I get there.
Oh, Zaytoven.
It's hard though. I like the way he did it.
I ain't gonna lie, you might get canceled for this one, but I'm gonna do it anyways, man, because I don't care the man locked up or not, man. The man made great music, so here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, come on.
All right,
but I don't know if I got something for that, huh?
Boy, look at that. Boy, that one right there. I told my bro, that could be a full-blown argument ensuing.
Bruh.
Now, man, look at her one good time. Let me see.
That's it, bro. I'm talking to my bro. That's because it put you...
Shut down everything.
Yeah. Now, this one ain't got nothing to do with R&B. I just thought it was a dope layover, man. She did it, man. I feel like she did that one right. If you was gonna do it, you did that right.
Okay, I got one for you.
All right,
bro. Check this out. All right. From one remix to another.
All right,
let's see if I can top that from the old school. Let's see what I can do here.
You You want to take a bath like that, bro?
Girl, I wish that I could
come spend time on, man.
With you, hey, every day.
You feel me?
Sammy, huh?
Come on, man.
Now, that's crazy. Now, you go Sammy, and I can show you what Sammy sound like today.
Different. Totally different. That man looks so young in that picture, bro.
Who, that Sammy?
Yeah, like he wouldn't even know what that was.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was thinking about. That's a good boy. That's a good boy.
I what?
A good boy. That boy got a good, he got a good voice.
So who is this? This Trey Songz too?
That's Sammy.
So do you think this is more R&B or the love stuff is more R&B?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is today's okay. R&B.
Now I'm going to show you. I'm going to hit you with one more old school type new school, and then I'm going to hit you with a... Come on, man. That bass hit so hard, man. All right,
I got you. I'm ready. Come on. I'm already ready.
Come on, bro. You can't beat T-Pain, man. I ain't even a T-Pain fan, but them three songs, I'm Sprung, Bartender, I'm In Love, classics.
I got something for you. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Because see, sometimes with this, it only take you, the only way you can get away with challenging somebody like that day is by challenging with themselves. That's the only way you can get away with it. So let's see if I can go ahead and
I ain't gonna lie. That's hard.
A boy creative,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
he made
creative. Right there, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope. All right.
Man took y'all's. I'm gonna take all y'all's stuff and make a hit record.
A whole time.
I think I didn't let you hear this one before. And initially, what I was going to pick her on to to battle that one, yeah. I'm going to go a different route. Hey, girl, ain't mine.
It's a boy. She got a nice foot, man.
Yeah, you could put that like she ain't even really like ain't no music day. This the one that I was gonna play for you to combat the one that she had played before that.
What you say?
Man, no, I ain't just sitting up there laughing at your daughter, man. Like that, man. Years later, this might be her jam. She go to the door.
Bro, for real, she seemed like one of them was tapping in with music, though. I ain't gonna lie.
She probably, I see it, man. She be on there, man, trying to get her little sister hype, but her little sister's like,
right, go on, man.
I'm trying to study.
She one of them ones that's gonna be doing all the dances, all the TikTok exactly. dances.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, nah, man. I think, I feel like, I don't know, man. So which one you rock with more? Like the new age, or is it like a 50-50 balance?
And we still ain't, you know what?
What's up?
We still
I got one
dead.
For you then.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to pop it off.
Ah, bro, all right. Uh-huh. Okay, you want to do that.
Uh-huh. See this right here. I'm going to do a little speaking on this here. See this right here.
Okay, that's how we're going to do it, bro.
This is the substance
that's how we're going to do
of R&B
it.
Right,
bro,
here.
It's over.
R&B to its fullest.
I got you.
Do you understand me, young man?
I got you. bro, you over. It's over with, bro. It's over with.
Go ahead, man. I don't think you want to play this game.
Bro, I got you, man.
I don't think you
want to
play this game.
Dang, where is that?
I don't think you want to play this game because now we going places. Now, yeah, I'm on takeoff now.
Bro, it's over with, man.
I already got the next one lined up. Go ahead with it, now. Yeah. This is what I do, baby. Yeah. This is it. Shots fired. Go ahead. I knew you was going there. I knew you were doing the remix. My boy, Hurricane Chris. I already knew you were going to do that.
Bro, that's fire, bro. Oh, hey. You killed that
you're
one. I don't even know who was singing the chorus.
That's high school for me.
Bro.
Yeah, well, that there it
is. And I'm running game a lot. Bro, he's killing it, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I already knew you was going to do it. I knew it was over with.
You can't top that, man.
Okay, so are we going to do that? Well, then if we're going to do who did it better, then let's go ahead and do who did it better.
All right. That's a good one. Yeah, who did it better?
Who did it better?
I got it.
All right. So, cool. All right. So, this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go this. So, you can get the original on this one. Because you wouldn't. This is a little beyond you. So, right. Yeah. So. You can't get to the front door and just don't step out right.
You can't. Bro.
You know what I'm saying? You got no rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That thing gonna make you.
You gotta march in. You feel me? You gotta march in that mug, bro.
Hey, holding your head, holding your purse.
That's one of the ones, though.
Now, both of that's 50-50 for me, bro. See, that right there, that's really.
For me, nah.
I ain't gonna lie.
We should, yeah.
On an episode like this, this where mom's got to be involved.
Yeah, facts.
Like, because see, this could really be. It depending on your era almost.
Yeah, that's
it's like
both of them smacked though. I ain't gonna lie. I would say what makes it like to me that what makes it better, like who did it better, is how close to original you could get it while still making the fire. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like some of them old school beats you could tell is from the 80s. Yeah. But the way Beyonce did it, it's like you can't even tell, honestly. Like you were playing for a young chick.
So Beyonce made it a refresher.
She refreshed it. Like you can play it for somebody probably who ain't never heard of Maze. Yeah,
she blew the dust off that record.
Cause you done heard some songs where you be like, bro, I couldn't believe this is a remake. Like what's her name? Summer Walker did Throw Some D's on it. And everybody probably think like she the first one.
Let me hear this now. Come with it now.
With Kendrick. It was with Kendrick, man.
See, there go that boy again. The boy is a problem. You hear me? The boy is a problem.
Because you know Throw Some D's, right?
Yeah. You did it three times now. You got the original.
Yeah.
And then you talking about some walking. Throw some D's on it.
Yeah, that's hard.
That one they throw some D's and then they got this version here.
I think she did it. Both of them did it real good.
Man, go ahead.
If you talking about closest to like a love song, I think this one would be it.
Oh, yeah.
when you get ready for a basketball game, and you
this the fuck.
Hey, boy, hey, that boy, what they?
Hey,
that boy.
Hey, bro.
So I'm not from the too high,
turn up, man.
Hey, that boy, up in that thing.
You gotta okay. do it like that.
All right, so you got
so
yours.
Yeah, I think mine is like who did it better would be who did it better would be who got it as closest to the original.
Okay.
Because Beyonce did it perfect.
Okay. So all right. So check this out. I got one for you there. And it just so happens to that is that man again. So here we go. All right. This man, he done did it a couple times actually. Like I believe he started becoming the new here we go.
How much of the original you think you keeping there? Like, we getting like that? Like, because I felt like Beyonce, we keeping it on that, Beyonce had like at least 50% of the real songs still in there. But the way he mixed it with smoothness of how it transitioned.
But if you keep listening, that mug, it keeps the core sound of the original,
right?
But then it kind of does its own thing whilst keeping its own personality. Like, listen,
that's nice. I call that a feature.
You feature Luther on his own,
yeah. I feel like the name of the song is Luther. I like it though.
Yeah.
Oh, it is,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, so, full dedication back to Luther, the name of the song, Luther.
So, what about? Oh, no, that's not the one.
Oh, I'm about to say what you about to do here now.
That's not the one. Hey, man, so you done caught me off guard with that. Now, who did it better now? Because I don't know too many. That Beyonce was a good one. I don't know too many off the top of my head like that.
Let me see. Now you got me thinking. I think I got one. This one here is in the close vein. I believe J. Cole did one.
Oh, Wet Dreams?
J. Cole did one, and then... Oh man, what his name is.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
He wound up getting a singer or something like that.
Old school or new school singer? Tory Lane.
Yeah, they did one like right.
Now, he does a good job too, though.
But you know the one I'm talking about, the song, right?
Let
me see. I got a...
And then we gotta get some content on here.
Yeah.
We gotta get some content. We go back and forth all day. I got some ones in there, man.
And who did I just say?
Tory Lanez.
No, the other one. J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole. That's another fire one, though. You don't know that about that, man. That's before your time.
Cut
bro.
That out, man.
That's before your time, man.
Well, cut that out.
I was
in high school, man. Where were you?
What you think about Chance the Rapper? I think Chance the Rapper got a couple bangers too, though.
Oh yeah, hands down.
Let me see, man.
Now, his style, you know where you get a style from.
What do I act like you don't know?
Teddy Pendergrass?
No! But, yo, boy, I got this.
I'm looking at him right now. Ain't this Teddy?
No, man, he might look like Teddy, but he don't sound like Teddy.
Boy, in this song, that's when he referenced it. Cause he got a mirror right beside each other. What's it do with the red hat?
See, that's what I'm talking about, Marvin Gaye.
That's my bad.
Yeah, you all know Teddy. Arm. Yeah, there you go. Okay, revoke that mug. Throw it out the window in our month. Hey, cause he's not like us.
Who we talking about, Obama? That's all right, bro. But nah, that's yeah. He nice too, man. I ain't gonna lie, he nice too.
Yeah, man.
Teddy Pendergrass.
That's what I thought he was, bro.
Boy, look here, man. I think we can listen to this one here, man. And this right here is going to take us into our, you know what I'm saying, our approach for the segment for the day.
You know, it's funny, man. It's like the one she freaked. You got that deuce in the quarter, man. You just riding that mother. Ain't gonna lie to you. That's all I know. Now, that was Marvin Gaye.
Well, that man came in hard. Yeah.
That's real though,
bro. Hello world. Yes.
Who did it better, man? Who did it better? Nah, that's real, man. It's like I said, bro. Like, I think I like when people pay homage, man. Like, yeah. They do like a good job. Like you told me, Beyonce and Maze, mm-hmm. perfect matchup. Kendrick been doing some fire ones. Summer Walker, she dope. She do some fire ones. Tory Lanez, actually, man, even though he got into a little bit of trouble with the thing, he still got, like, the way he did it, he was like, dope musically. Like he's talented musically.
That made me wonder, man, like, when you are taking it, examining music in its true, like, its truest form, now when we're talking about the essence of, like, music, the artist that produces the music, do we penalize the music that the artist took and dropped simply because of some of the choices that the artist made?
I think it's the severity of what they did and their remorse on it.
But again, the art that they produce, mm-hmm. that's art. Art can be viewed
true.
It can be viewed in a plethora of ways.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, good art is just, it's not just concrete. It's abstract to the person that's taking it in.
Right.
So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Some of them could be, especially to my love song, it could be wedding songs. They could be, you know, important thing, prom night, dating night.
That's what I'm saying.
First time meeting.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So I feel you on that.
So with that being said, again, do we penalize the art that the artisan produced?
Yeah.
Or do we leave the art where it's at and we just have an appreciation for the art? Even if that individual, in our mind, we can say, boy, that's a sick human being. But
go ahead.
The music itself, you like, yo, hey, man.
You can't deny the music.
The man made good music.
He's talented.
You know. So with that being said, like, people, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
You remind me of my Jeep.
What's
age
the one you
ain't
played
nothing
for
but
me?
A number. Aaliyah, but still, he took it. He pinned that.
What's the one you just played? Mom.
Seems like you're ready.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? That was a fire window.
It definitely was. R. Kelly put out fire. But then, like, the problem, like, when you start thinking about the title, seems like you're ready. Was he talking to somebody underage?
Right.
You know.
In my opinion, man, I think it depends on the severity of what he did.
And it's subjective,
and
right?
Their remorse for it. Like, if they don't even care, you know what I'm saying? To me, I'm like, bro, I can't rock with that. But I'm with you on... To some people, they're just like, bro, this song was an important part of my life.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
I don't know what it got going on, but this song.
But I know what I had going on because of this.
Right.
You know? Matter of fact, you look at you, boy, you the best thing to ever happen in my life. You know why you was created or what created you.
You feel me?
This right here.
So yeah, that's subjective, man. I guess it depends on a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What about you? How you feel about it though?
See, me, I know how to I can take and differentiate between the two. I can say, okay, look, the music, the art was the art.
Yeah.
You know, but dude, now don't get me wrong. When you start exploring some of the lyrics, you like, it gets tricky with certain, it does, because even a good painter that may dip and dab in, you know, abstract type of art, and you start looking good, you're like, hold on, he didn't slip something in here.
Right.
You know,
right.
But then you hear some of the lyrics, so show me some ID, B, you know, hold on, ID.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man.
You know what I'm saying? So
I guess I don't know, man. I guess it's like you said, it's subjective. Like, I'll leave it at that. Like, it's subjective.
I mean, it's been stated over, you know, over the course of time. Sometimes the courtrooms even go and start looking into the music.
Telling you, yeah. That's when they get, bruh.
Because
you feel me. Because
the music, they right. But how you tell on yourself? I guess, you know, certain, you know,
but it's
certain,
just art.
Yeah, it it's is. Art. And they start, you know, they create from real life experiences. And
it's hard. I think it gets, what is it called? Murky when the art mirrors reality. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's when it get murky.
But does it not?
It does, and, though.
In all cases, like you become, you inspired by something.
Yeah.
Or someone.
Yeah.
You know,
I what is it called, man? And law is called not totality of circumstances. Anyway, based on the information you have at that moment in time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's how it goes.
Substantial information at that time.
So it's like at that point, like you said, at that point in my life when I was listening to this song, this is what we had going on.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it was.
This is what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. I mean, yeah, today they ain't, you know, they ain't rocking thongs like that. But at this time, you know, the thong, yeah, he.
Bro, Wingman.
Man, you know what? You know, blame that song, because that song single-handedly.
If he was in college during that time,
like,
bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The big draws, that ran him out of here. Like, you know, even Big Mama started wearing thongs. You know what I'm saying? Man, Big Mama was wearing thongs now. Oh, this is it, yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? It threw away the big, you know, the big drugs.
You had drop shipping then, bro, to where you can just, bro. People probably came up off that. People probably selling them. Man. Come on, man. Big, homecoming. Man, set up a table. But different colors, man.
Yeah.
Throwing, hey, 3 for $15.
I mean, but if you go, hey, if you gonna do all that, man, you might as well sell dental floss too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
See through. What do they call it? Negligee? Come on, man.
G-strings. What's the difference between G-strings and thongs?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? There's an expert out there that knows.
Yeah. That's a
and
good
they
question.
Mad at us right
I
now,
I gotta
too.
Look that up.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I said that, man.
G-strings.
That is a fun. Maybe it's just a different name for it. G-strings are a type of thong, but they have less fabric overall. The main difference between G-string and thong is the amount of coverage they provide. Okay. So a G-string is an actual thong. Like, when I'm thinking of thong, that's the actual thong, like, just a string in the back.
The part that rises up.
And then the thong is, like, a wider, just a slightly bigger piece.
It holds a little more.
Yeah.
So the thong is more so like,
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
So the G-string is more like a rubber band.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Just enough.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, just to see it's still there. But at this point, well, we bordering on nothing at this point.
But nah, for real though, man, like that.
All systems go. But that's wild, eh, boy. That's wild.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, during that time, man, that like that was turned up. Like,
you, I mean, you talking about at that time, boy, this, hey, people still out there with that. Yeah, hey, facts. Like that changed, that became a game changer. People it threw did, away man. All these stuff and when it got G and still wearing that today.
It's real. It's real, man.
I mean, like, but okay, now okay. Grown man conversation here.
Okay, what's good?
What's more desirable?
Or what?
To see less.
Or to imagine it.
Oh, yeah. Or more imaginative wear.
That's a great question.
G-screens, thongs versus boy shorts or booty shorts. Like.
I think for me, the G-string is just like, bro, we out here, bro. It's all you got to do is ask, baby. You feel me? The boy shorts is like. What do they call it, man? Not temptation. It's like a
flirtatious,
man. It's like dang, man, desirable. It makes desirability like.
But now, and I do. I like that. Like the boy shorts because it's like, man, you can see. But you can't. But it's like that's enough. But over here, it's like
freak me. That's what I think about. G-strings, maybe we out there. We out there, baby.
On go mode.
You turn around.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Free balling it.
Like, somebody come out warm-ups. If a female come on the beach with warm-ups on the day, you know what I'm saying? She there unleashed and then come she on G-strings.
Come on, bro. It's like, you might as well have the little tape thing. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what that is. Just a tape on the...
However, I'll say this too. Now, when examining both, like these days, with one, at least you already know what you're getting. Because like the boy shorts, they come out of that and then it's not what you thought it was. You like, did she have a butt pad in there?
No, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Some of them can be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that could be fatal attraction.
Yeah.
Over here, yeah, it's hanging out. But you know what it's about.
You're right. That's real. That's a good question though.
Yeah.
I prefer something to imagination though. You know what I'm saying?
And I wonder for a woman too, what does she prefer? Yeah. Like, cause you gotta think.
I think it's the same thing. Cause remember when the sweatpants came out? I guess that was the male form of a G-string. Like, cause the gray sweatpant movement. Cause everybody was always talking about it, like, oh man, like I can't, if he got a gray sweatpants, I don't want to see no print.
That's when I figured out women got X-ray vision now. Like, they got superpowers.
They be the same
now.
Way.
You know what I'm saying?
Same way, man.
Yeah, we get knocked. Yeah, we get.
But it's reciprocal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And don't be running around in them.
Right. Running errands and stuff like that.
Man, running errands. I'm talking running in real life. You know I'm saying? You in gym right, class. And yeah.
Unless you got the, unless you got the
but it's
compression
crazy.
Print. Compression print.
Compression print. This man is a fool, man.
You know what I was trying to say? Compression shorts. That's what I meant to say. Compression shorts.
Man, look here, boy. Let's go ahead and start. All right. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, now we back at it again, man. You know, another day, man. Beautiful day.
It is, though, man.
It's above ground.
Outside, man.
You know, got a chance, man, to, you know, spend a little time with my ace Boone Coon, as they say.
Yeah, man.
You
know, for real. Get some laughs in.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Always good for the spirit.
Always
good for the spirit, man.
So, bro, how you been feeling lately, man? What's new with you, man? What's true with you?
What's new, what's true. Just chilling, man, really, bro. Like, I've been, like, doing a lot of deep diving on myself, like self-analyst, man. They're just saying, like, basically, like, lighten up a little bit, man. Be a little bit more serious. You don't have to give like such a serious answer, like be so direct. Like, bro, lighten up. Joke around a little bit, man. Gotcha. Every conversation is not like, because in my head, I'm thinking I answer to give an answer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I answer to give information. Questions are based on information, but it's like, sometimes you want to invoke a feeling. Sometimes you want to vote, just be more memorable in somebody's mind.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. Like, we had a conversation last time we met about conversation.
Yeah. So how do you think would be like the best way to go about doing that?
You
know, applying
just try, man. Cause my mind, I fear offending, offending somebody, I fear saying the wrong thing or embarrassment, right? Because all of those are based around that four-letter word, fear.
Okay.
Instead of just saying it, and then if it's wrong, you can always correct it. Mm-hmm. Like I heard it in the military. Like I would prefer an NCO or a supervisor to be, for me to have to pull him back than for me to have to push him forward.
Gotcha.
So always playing it safe in conversation sometimes would be to a default. So all you got to do is just, hey, man, you know, and fill it out. Feel like that's how you become a great conversationist, because it's just like a comedian getting on stage. They fail 100 times and got booed and had bomb nights, but they keep getting up there over and over.
And that's how you get better, too. You
figure out. Right.
You can fit. First of all, you can, like, certain things in a, you know, in an instant like that. If you are a comedian, you get booed. It's like, bro, like by the time you then started getting booed, you booed from a point of no return. You're like, boy, at this point, boy, look, I'm done.
Might as well just start throwing, see what stick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, bro, you dodging now. You playing dodgeball. They throwing, man, who brings tomatoes, man? Like back in the day,
yeah, I don't even know
where that come from? Like, who decides to go to an event and have a tomato?
Stain your clothes.
Yeah, you gonna tomato paste somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Come out again.
Like, I really would love to, like, through history, like really the first individual, that person was that bad, they made you throw grocery you just paid for. You like, man, get him out of here.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Bro,
like,
that's funny.
But that mug, like, bro, like when it's bad, bro, it's bad. That's you know what I'm saying? But I guess it helps you to be able to gauge certain things. You can kind of, like, once you've won too many times, you should be a vet at this time. Like, yeah, I majored in zoology. You know what I'm saying?
That's nothing
like,
to me.
It's like, you can start doing film classes on it. Be like, pause it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here we have what I like to perceive as the typical, like, the moment of boom. It's getting ready to start
right here.
You know, now take a look at this man right here on the first row. You know what I'm saying? The yarn is kicked in. When you see that right there.
Right.
You see, when your eyes lock hold of his mouth open, you attack him immediately right there. deflect.
Right, attack him.
That's real. The first way to get out of any state of booing, remember, whoever's on the front row, that's open season. If you ever run out of jokes, and like, seriously, they go and they attack who's on that front row.
But you know, it's become one of those things to where now people pay extra to be on the front row.
You
know what I'm saying? Because they know, like, they want to be a part of the show.
Bro,
they
want to
be.
Oh, you're going to definitely make it a part of the show.
Right.
And but why? What if they in the act? Like,
they hired them to sit there?
Yeah, they hired them to sit there in case things go left.
I'm pretty sure they probably do.
And they say, bro,
they have a backup plan.
And they say, wait, the most colorful thing you got in your closet. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me see it before you come to the show.
I think that would be more for like younger comedians. Like ones that's just starting out, building momentum. Because I think the older ones are like, bro, they already got it.
Time out.
What's up?
I can't see that, man. You a young. You trying to thrive in a game?
Not like a beginner one, but one that's got motion. Like, you get emotion, and so you like, yo, I'm finally getting on them big stages, finally starting the headline.
But see, that's the one.
I ain't trying to have nothing go wrong to mess this up.
But see, that's the ones I can't see, because you're not there yet. So now you got to, you trying to get paid, and from you getting paid, now you got to kick this man down with something, because
that's a backup plan. If I get up.
So that's an investment.
Yeah, this is a big room. So if I get up and bomb, at least I got a default to get some laughs.
That's true.
But it do be the colorful ones, though, bro.
Well, you know
the
it.
Hair,
I'm
the
talking about
outfits,
bro.
Everything.
Be the most outlandish ones.
Bro, you know who was dope at that, man? It was, remember the Shaq comedy? Have you ever seen those?
Shaq comedy?
Shaq, it was like Shaq specials to where he'd like host, I guess, a comedy show. It'd be like Kevin Hart, DJ D-Ray, it might be Mike Epps, other names. But DJ D-Ray, I don't know if you ever heard of him, bro. The dude is hilarious, man. But he was dope at doing that, man. It was like a dope joke he did. This dude came in like one of them giant pimp cups. Oh, bro, it was hilarious.
Back in the day, the 2000s,
But it was just dope the way he just locked in on it. Because it's true. They lock in on that,
bro,
man.
I'm talking about, bro.
It's like they trained to scan the crowd.
You got to. You know if your crowd half dead, you already know.
I think it's the same thing with conversation, too, though. Like, you know, that's what I'm learning. It's like, you got to be able to read certain things and just like be able to jump in, know when to throw in jokes or like not be so serious. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might be like, let's just say you're trying to throw a line at a chick or something like that. Like, hey, how you doing, miss? Just want to introduce myself, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, okay. And then that's the end of it. If you yeah, don't throw in
get,
something.
But that thing get awkward quick.
You feel me? If you can't.
It's like you gotta, I'm talking about seconds. In a matter of seconds, if you make a smile one time or you, like, within that, you know, within that window of her allowing you to, you know, give her a compliment. Even if you ask initially, hey, can I give you a compliment? Yeah, sure. You know, that right there, you can't miss.
Right,
you
right.
Can't
that's
miss.
A good, that's a good opener.
Yeah.
That's a good opener right you
know,
there, man.
Yeah, like, I've used that in the past because now, you know what I'm saying? You just, you don't know.
Right.
People take things all
it,
out of
it don't make it. We don't make it weird to approach them.
Exactly.
Like, hey,
exactly.
What's your name? Type situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang,
you
know
real old aggressive,
right?
You know what
right.
Saying?
So yeah, that's one of those things I'm learning. Is like, yo, don't take conversations so serious, man. Because it's like, be able to joke around, be able to be light on your feet. Because when you go into a conversation like that, it just adds more flair to it. That's the lack of better word. Like, it just adds more, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's dope. We had a fun. It's an exchange,
and it's a state of confidence too. You want to speak from a state of confidence,
exactly.
You know, first of all, if you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody else believing in you. Like this
that's
guy
it,
here.
Man.
You know?
That's it, man.
Like, yeah, man. I like that though. I like that, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm learning, man. Because I just was like, man. Because sometimes my body is stiff. You know what I mean? And you feel that. Like when somebody walk up, it's like, okay, man. Like you could tell some people professions just by the way they approach you and like the way they carry themselves. You know, so I just wanted to be like, okay, certain aspects of myself, man, I noticed. And it's just like, okay, lighten up a bit, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. Enjoy the moment. Be a part of the moment type situation.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not just enjoying the moment, own the moment.
That's like it, man. That's it, bro.
Bro, if you were invited in the moment.
You overthink
it too much. Yeah.
You can, man.
It's like one thing, man, like at times I like to just watch things, bro. Like, and I find myself, man, I don't know why, bro. Like let my lady tell it, man. She like, bro, you secretly want to be a dancer. That was
don't tell me.
Like,
E, bro.
It's like, man, I like dance videos, bro. Like just watching these, like Chris Brown, bro. Like the man, like this man, like he was blessed.
He's super nice.
You know, another person like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Mike sometimes would be, you know, he would be invited on stage. And so Mike's one of those people. Mike has such a aura to him. You invite him on the stage and Mike had the capability of taking over the stage. Not because he was trying to upshow you, but because the moment you put that mic in his hand, that brother activating. Mm-hmm. And it's like the moment he started to own the moment. And it's like, man, it's just, I heard, like my cousin said this, you know, my cousin David, that we had a opportunity to take an interview one time. He said this yesterday. He was talking to a young man, and the young man was out there playing basketball, and he went through a lineup of people just looking for a challenge, man, and just really wanted to, you know, get his, speaking of.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, speaking of him, but, this guy wanted to get better. That's like, and that's all it was. So he was going around, man, just open challenges. Nah, I ain't
David was challenged?
No, not.
Oh, okay.
But a young,
like,
yeah, young man.
He be balling like that.
And so, young man, you know, that's what he wanted to do. So he challenged some, you know, he challenged some individuals, and in the midst of doing so, he took some L's, you know. But it was one matchup. The young man that he challenged first, like, well, not first, but this particular young man that he challenged, the young man was almost already ready. You know, he was already to the point to where he was getting ready to leave the gym, waiting on his Uber. But pressure, I'll tell you something about pressure, man. Pressure changed things.
Right, automatically.
On a normal day when there's no pressure attached to the situation, bro, you shine. You free to shine. This particular day, that young guy, he challenged this one individual. The individual came out there, and I'm talking about, man, you can tell from just like from go, it was a lot of pressure.
That dude walking up, like dude that's challenging. Oh,
in general, it's just like pressurized.
Right.
And so it started. So there's, you know, the young dude, he had one of the best things that could ever happen to you happen. He got going. He got, like, he came out, hit a couple threes, so quick, early baskets, And now all of a sudden, he's generating confidence.
Yeah.
Now he don't think, okay, do I belong here? Yeah, it's like, he knows I'm here.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Nah, yo, he got to match me. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing it at my terms now. Then all of a sudden, he come down and give him a layup. And the layup he gave him, I'm telling you, it wasn't no easy layup. Like, all of us on the sideline, we looking like, yo, like, you seen that? Like, I didn't know he had that in him.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
So now all of a sudden, everybody on the sideline start chirping. And the moment that happened, no. So it's like, man, now the guy that, you know what I'm saying, that came off the sideline to play him, normally this guy, like, his game is nice. It's nice. But I started noticing little, like, the little nuanced things about it. I said, he went to, you know what I'm saying, he gave a hezzy. And with his hezzy, I looked at his feet. His feet weren't right. I said, something. I said, nah, bro. I said, something don't look right. I said, I wonder if nerves got him. I said, if Young Buck somehow pull this thing out, I said, bro, that ain't the end of this. I said, man, that man coming back for his get back. Yeah. I said, and with that, if Young Buck complacent with that win, he ain't going to be able to match him at all.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it was just like, it was a script. But he got it. And man, the moment he made that game winner, he turned around. The moment Young Buck was celebrating, he said, nah, F that. Run it back.
No. I told you, man. I told you to run back, bro.
Hey, man. After that, brother, man, got devastated.
Dang, man.
But again, you can't take from him that W that he ain't got.
Come on, bro.
So it's like, man. Respectable. Yeah. Respectable. So, you know what I'm saying? Dave said something. He said, bro, he said, man, I'm going to tell you something. He said, man, after watching that game, he said, from here on out, he said, man, you come around here with all that joking around, playing around and stuff like that. He said, man, I want you to think about every opportunity you get to step on the court. Look at that as a tryout of sorts. You was up there wanting to play in the league and stuff like that. People not going to want to pick you up because all they see, oh, this man here, he ain't serious about it. That's all. It's crazy because my cousin told him that. And I told him before because he wound up on my team. And when he stepped on the court, you know, you trying to do your little shoot around and stuff. So I'm watching his shot selection. Yeah, he started off doing it from the right place. When anytime you warm it up, you want to start right around the basket. Get used to your motion of the ball going in and everything else. So I'm watching his shot selection. He trying to lay up, but ball coming way over to the other side. And I'm like, I said, he laughing about it. I said, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like your energy. I said, man, he buzzed out like, what that supposed to mean? I said, man, I'm going to tell you what that means. I said, man, right now you're practicing like garbage. That means you're going to probably come out here on this court and it's going to be garbage. And I told him, like, I said, bro, the way you practice, that's the way you play.
That's 100%.
And so, you know, he was laughing about it and stuff like he came out on that court, bro. I'm talking about trash. You don't even want to recycle.
Damn.
I said, bro. And so I told him it came full circle. So after he won, I shook his hand. I said, bro, I'm going to be real with you. I said, man, I was impressed by that. And so after my cousin spoke to him about, every time he enters the gym, that should be like a tryout of sorts. I told him, I said, man, you airballing layups and stuff like that. I said, bro, that's what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. I said, that changed things. I said, bro, that's what you need. Yeah, I said, that's what you need. And so I started looking at him and you could tell it's sinking in a little bit. But yeah, you know, I say that to say this too. Same for you. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody ain't got that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got that dog or that animal in them. It's just not it. Sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes you weren't meant to be Cujo. You were just meant to be Fluffy. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, but even Fluffy got a little bite if you provoke. Right. You know, exactly. So it's just, with all that being said, you know, you want to pick and choose your times. And when you do that, you want to make sure that that's, you know, it's definitely a moment of impact. If you understand what I'm saying.
Nah, 100%, man. Yeah. Nah, that's real, though, bro. I think every moment, like you said, like you need to practice like how you want to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every moment is just like an opportunity to get better.
Yeah.
And nah, man, that's real, bro. That's super real, man.
Most definitely, man. So let me ask you a question, man, right now, current event, bro. Like,
that's good.
Right now in the world, from your point of view, bro, from the eyes of B, what do you see an area like a pressing issue that you would like to speak on right now?
Pressing issue I like to speak on, man. I would say like communication and unity, bro. Like I feel like a lot of that stuff is when issues pop up, because they always gonna happen, I feel like that's just something that could like improve upon. You know what I mean? Like I said this in the last podcast, like we all going through something different, bro. But we all have similar emotions that evoke. So I think like that's something that I would speak on, man. Just like, yo, we all emotionally driven about something. Something invokes some type of emotion. We could connect on that, then we could relate, communicate a little bit better, if that makes sense, man.
No, definitely, man. So I know you're going to ask me. I feel it coming. I know that's how you do. So going back off of what you just said, honestly, one aspect of communication that I find that's critical is sometimes, man, even when faced with a misunderstanding of sorts, it shouldn't be an issue for you to be able to come to your fellow peer, coworker, friend, associate, whoever, and just, you know, come to that person, be able to speak to that person about whatever the misunderstanding could have been, or just get a level of clarity about it. Yeah. That way assumptions aren't being made. That way it's not second parties being brought into it. But you want to speak from a place of fact rather than fiction or rather than assumption. Yeah. I feel like in some situations, second parties are often brought in into the fold. And sometimes in those situations, it's almost a moment in which it's a must, simply because that second party actually involved both parties of you and that person. And so in order for a level of clarity to be made, you have to address that situation. But just because you address that situation, I don't feel like sometimes in that moment, I don't feel like names need to be called, anything like that. If you simply talking between you and that person, I feel like sometimes to meet a place of conclusion, names don't have to often be called, because when that happens, it's like it has more of a possibility for more conflict to happen as well.
It gets more personal.
Yeah, and I noticed that's what a lot of people like to do. Well, who you talking about? Who was it? You know, and with that, sometimes if you just addressing y'all two, you know, you like, hey,
somebody told me such and such.
XYZ happened, and you know, since you and I know we pretty good. We should be better than this or whatever, you know, what was stated, and this is what was stated, and well, who said it? You know.
That's irrelevant.
Exactly. In my belief, I like to believe it is irrelevant, because at that point in time, it has this spiraling effect.
It puts a taint on it.
Like between the two, you know, you guys should be able to come to one another and, you know, rectify that issue, whatever it may be.
Now, this is where communication gets tricky to me, bro, because in my mind, that's irrelevant, because what we're trying to get to is the facts. Mm-hmm. That's how maybe men communicate, or maybe that's just the way I communicate. We similar in that. To some people, maybe that's important. The minorest details are important.
Yeah.
How do you, because that's confusing to me, because in my mind, I'm thinking this is a great way to diffuse the situation, is to keep it on the fact base. To them, it's like, I need to know every detail.
Yeah, yeah. I need to know who said it.
So how do you?
What was the tone that they used when they said it,
bro? Because now it's like you're gonna start an argument now, a whole different argument.
Yeah.
Because y'all battling on the technicalities.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that, man.
That's why I say communication is the hardest and the easiest thing to do.
Because you know, typically what I do to avoid all that, I just don't even speak about it. But then it winds up an issue at my front door, because I didn't speak on it, now it's a buildup. And now when I get to that level of buildup, now it's almost like now explosion happens because I should have been addressed this, but then now, you know, you're looking at yourself like you a punk because you should have said something, you know.
That is real though. I feel the same way. I have similar experiences, man.
But it's like, you know, but oftentimes it's, you know, for me, the other side of me is like, okay, but you're being a bigger person. That's why you're not speaking on it. And you already know, oftentimes already that I've analyzed all the multiple outcomes that could come from it.
Right.
And a lot of times I'm like, okay, it ain't even worth it. Because at this point, this person here, they're going to want to argue to the end of the world about it. And after a while, I get tired of all that. I'm like, man, look, you got it. I know I got it. You know what I'm saying? Or it's...
Let me ask you this though, right? Sometimes it agitates me when somebody wants to always prove a point or like get a last word like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It agitates me.
Yeah.
Like you said, you feel like, bro, I ain't gonna take this here, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't try to
be peaceful about it.
You say that?
Yeah.
Okay, bro. You know what? Since you want to take it there?
Yeah. Somebody, yeah.
What Kendrick say in that murals? Yeah. Bro, that's like you want to take it there.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, man, I say it again. Communication is the easiest, but it's the hardest thing to do, man. It's like, bro, it's the easiest and the hardest thing to do because it's like, depending on the situation, the circumstances, and who you're talking to.
I think what makes it should be one of the easiest, but what makes it the toughest is the fact that you just got so many different personalities. And you can have
What if it's only like five different personalities? And then you just interact with
five different.
I'm just saying, like, what
and
if it's
one person?
Like you say, it's so many different personalities. Like, what if it's only one set of personalities? You just encounter them. It's only like, let's just say, throw a number out there. 10. It's only five different personalities, but you encounter them with different people. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make sure I'm reading you right here.
Yeah.
Say about 10 different personalities.
Yeah, because I like. Oh, but yeah, go ahead.
But those 10 different personalities, they're not in one person.
No, okay. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I ran into it. Well, it seemed like they in one person.
No, okay. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Because I hear that a lot. Like, man, it's so many different things to do or so many different personalities. And it's like, what if it's really only like five? We just overcomplicate it and it's just like. Because we see it in different people and different types of situations, we think it's more than what it is.
I definitely think you're right on that. And I think you're on to something. I think one of the things, too, that makes things very crazy is when things are, like, culturally different. Like, you come from a background where XYZ. Yeah. And then you come from a background where it's ABC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, how can we get to, you know, where's the bridge?
Yeah,
you know,
real.
And then both of them are strong minded people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that, it's almost like, okay, you starting at the start point and you at the, you know what I'm saying? You at the back.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's real.
It's just like somebody, it takes, first of all, when both parties are talking, somebody got to be able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that often happens. Nobody wants to listen. Everybody want to get their point across and everybody got to be right.
Hurry up and finish. So yeah.
It ain't even that. I'm about to start talking. Why you talk? You know, it's like
take
that.
Too long.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get my point across before I forget. God,
that's funny, man. What if this a part of communication, though? Like we try to fix it to where it's not like that. But what if this just honestly just how come communication goes? You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's a tough one, though, right? Because it's like. We like I'm thinking as you talking like, yo, okay, I feel you there. I'm there with the civil communication. But throughout my whole life, I've been alive 31 years. I've never seen it perfect. You know what I'm saying? No. So it's like maybe that's a part of communication. You got to go through that whole cycle.
Perfection doesn't exist. It doesn't. But the thing that does exist is respect. If you can keep a level of respect
I believe that.
Then you'll be able to slow dance with your partner's shortcomings.
So you're saying like, even though we go through all those emotions, all those things, it's a foundation that has to be there for something to happen.
Of respect.
Foundation of respect is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, because without that foundation, then first of all, two people are no longer even talking to one another. They talking at one another.
Mm, I respect.
And it's like, you know, that right there, that has the potential to get very explosive real quick.
So let me ask you this. What you're saying is it doesn't necessarily have to be civil, but it just has to be respectful.
So
meaning respect, and when I say
okay. Respect in return creates civil.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some type of
Yeah, because you honestly you ain't gotta like the person, but if you respect boundaries,
mm-hmm.
then okay, this is how we going into this. You're not gonna overtalk this person. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? If you have something you like to say, you mash this button. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I've seen this in Uno, like spades cards, right? I mean, I said spades cards, but you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, like they get hype, bro. Like they arguing over the books. Nah, bro, you were near, man. Give me the book. They arguing back and forth, but it's a level of respect that they just passionate about what they saying.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think like that is like, that's how I pictured it in my mind when you said respect has to be one of the foundational pillars. Because looking at that from the outside, you thinking,
oh, everybody aggressive at the table.
Bro, they about to go to blow.
But look how they slapping the cards on the table. Yeah. They're
like, nah, bro. Hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? And you thinking like, oh, shoot. This about to go to 10.
See, again.
But they respectful. They just trying to, you know what I mean?
And with that being said, that's cultural. See, you get somebody else that's not even from that element, and then you put them in that element, all they see is chaos.
That's what I'm saying.
They ducking, oh, Lord, you know what I'm saying? Now, what you doing?
They're brothers. Ain't that crazy, though? Yeah,
that's how it be.
Ain't that dynamic wild?
And then let somebody else try to feed off that same energy and then go at that brother and then watch them too.
You feel me?
Exactly.
I think you have to build, like, maybe... Is it rapport?
It's a level of rapport and trust.
Okay,
if they don't trust you, first of all, you ain't talking to them.
Right.
Bro, who told you to talk? Who are you talking to? You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody turn and look at him. Now, how about asking him the same thing? Who is he talking? You know what I'm saying? Be like, bro, I thought you were my teammate. Nah, forget that. That's bruh. That's family. That's blood. You know? And it's like, it's definitely, it's levels to it, man.
We say that often,
but it's the truth, man. So, I
love this conversation because it's like, man, conversation, we have them all the time, right? And it's like different elements, different purposes for this conversation.
Yeah.
Purposes of getting girls to have an understanding, to create laughs.
To create a strong foundation on a team or just to make sure that you have a level of understanding on a job, right. Whether you be whatever. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? If it's one of those mentee-mentor relationships, it's like even at that, you know, everybody got to have some type of respect. Because you can't call yourself a mentor, you talking down on the person all the time. Because while the mentee, they going to stop listening to you. What I'm listening to? This fool, something wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? Can't teach me nothing.
That's real.
Better learn how to talk to people. You know what
I'm saying? See, no, that's the comments I'm talking about, though. You feel me? Because that's when it gets weird, man. Because it's like, I guess you have to have, I don't know. It's different dynamics you go into. You got mediation. You could just be having two people trying to gain understanding. You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't know who you think you're talking to, bro. You ain't going to talk to me like that, bro. I walk out.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's like, oh, shit. When I hear those types of words, I'm thinking
we're
going to a different level.
Yeah, it's already at a different level. And then other ones say, oh, guess what? I'm going to do you one better. Walk.
But you feel me? That's when it's like, okay, how do we bring it back down to where we can get an understanding? Because now we're about to...
Yeah, about to squabble.
That's the dance.
Yeah.
That's the dance of the conversation, though, man.
Somebody tell you, you look better walking than you do coming. Oh, Lord.
Sometimes it's a point of no return, too.
No, facts.
It's a point of no return, man.
And everybody shouldn't be put in a role of leadership. That's just like, to be real with you, certain people are phenomenal at motivating people, but their traits of going about motivating may not be for everybody.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work on everybody. I agree with that.
Because I think you got to find, okay, everybody isn't wired the same way. So your aggressive tone and your aggressive approach that normally works for most people that may already look at themselves as an alpha or, you know, that's fit to be an alpha or whatever. It's like they may, you know, lock hold to that because they see shades of themselves in you, maybe. So that's a good teaching tool for them. And they look at it like, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna apply that.
Yeah.
Now they might be in a dorm or they might be in a, you know what I'm saying, yelling up a storm just like, hey, and the buddy like, look, bro. We just dealt with him. Leave him back there. Right, don't be bringing him around. Right. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with how I'm talking though?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to tell you again. Hey, check that tone. Because I done had enough of that. I done dealt with that for 10 hours.
You soft.
Yeah.
You soft, bro.
And you soft. Yeah. Hey, how about keep using that tone? I'm going to show you some soft.
You know, you feel me? But that's how I be. That's a weird, man. That's where it gets weird to me. Because then it's like, okay, this is who I am. This is how I communicate, right? I think it's a level like maybe understanding on both ends, because then I have to come into it and say like, how do you address that, right? Is that dependent on the two people or what level of understanding they could come to?
It's definitely dependent on the situation
the two people and whether or not a crowd is around. Because you can say,
that escalates.
But definitely, you can say certain things to an individual that you can't say to them among a body of people. Like just because of the body alone.
Is that cultural?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You think that's cultural?
Definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Somebody straight call you, man. Hey, I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you right now. I don't wanna pick you up. I ain't picking you up. You really wanna know why I didn't pick you up? I'm gonna tell you why I didn't pick you up. Cause they ain't gonna tell you this, but I look at you, I think you're a punk.
Right, that's what
I
you know what I'm saying, right.
Everybody running looking. You know what? I always thought he was a punk too.
I'm about to say, it's the comments, man.
Yeah.
The
ad-lib. They be able to say, yeah. What you, I don't know what you want for, you know it's the truth.
Don't talk to my boy like hell. That, man. Don't talk to him like that.
Matter of
first,
fact,
stop taking up from him. He a man. He can take up for his own self.
You gonna let him talk to you?
Like, right.
Be what you gonna do with it.
What you gonna do? That's when they you put a spotlight like on this you, man.
Bust a move.
You got it, bro.
Yeah.
Not, all right, oh, bro,
don't
come
say
on,
that,
man.
That time. That's
what you say. But why you can't say that? Why you can't say that, man?
You know.
That's how you really feel.
The culture, and the culture, bro. It's law. You can't say that at that point. Hey, that'll be your last day on that court. That's your last day on court.
You
on the
can't
court.
Let them have it, bro.
That's your. And the crazy thing about it, you got people like saying, you playing pickup ball. Yeah. You got people that are purposely go out there and they know they didn't foul. The whole, everybody out there know they that he fouled. Because the thing, man, it sounded like somebody got slapped.
Yeah.
And facts. Then this man, he, you know what I'm saying, he sit around and he don't say nothing and then he stop the ball and take two steps with the hole in the ball. But he walking back to, you know what I'm saying, he about to re-bring it back. He about to bring it back in. Nah, what you doing? Bro, you just walk.
Yeah.
Bro, you just fouled me. Who fouled you? I ain't fouled you.
Yeah.
Bro, you just fouled me.
Nah, he ain't backing up what he said. He's taking two steps forward.
Yeah, I told you I ain't fouled you.
Yeah.
Bro, you fouled me. And you talking to him like this, man, I just told you fouled me.
You whispering to
him. Yeah, hey. That man say, shh, I bet you ain't getting the ball. Man, why we got to go through this, though? Like, why we got to do this, man? Hey, and then that man, hey, and then to make it worse, that man do the ultimate or say the ultimate. It's like certain points, certain things don't even need to be said in moments in which when you know you wrong. Hey, that man be like, hey, did he say, that's all right. On my mom, I bet you ain't getting this ball.
Yo, at that point, bro, you gotta go back. You gotta fight for it, bro.
Exactly, because when he said the ultimate to get himself charged up to the max. Because not after he said what he said.
Oh, my mom.
The only way this is going, the only way that, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna have any type of conclusion off this, it's almost like hands gonna have to be thrown.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Or the game ain't being played no more.
Now, he could have said that, like, probably in the, if it was just them two on the court, it probably went smooth. Like, hey, bro, you got it, bro. But yeah. And in your mind, you're thinking, bro, he ain't making this next shot.
Yeah.
But not that everybody around.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, Not eight. Everything that stopped. Everybody look, hey. And then you always got that one in the background, bro. I don't care what y'all do, man. Something need to be done now.
Ah, bro, don't do them like, I hate when they co-sign it, though. Like, bro, don't do them like that, bro. You had to do them like that, man.
Yeah, or, hey.
Bro, you ain't have to embarrass my boy like that.
Oh, man, hey, come on, man. You know that's a little boy, man. Don't. That's a grown man, too. Be a little boy. Come on, hey.
Hey, it's all right, little man. It's all right, little man.
That.
I got you, little man. Don't worry about it.
That.
Don't come on the court.
But then after that, let's just say that man give that man back the ball. Then you start watching how the game play out. Now they start purposely bullying that one.
Oh, yeah.
So now all of a sudden, man, you setting illegal screens. You come out your way to go ahead and just deliver a lick to him. Get him on out the picture. And now buddy turn around. Hey, hold on, man. That's a foul. Foul?
Yeah. Well, you calling fouls now.
Oh, man. Hey, man, that man weak, man. Hey, matter of fact, the boy say, man, ISO, man, handle that. That's the culture. I hate to say it's the culture, though.
How you do that? How you handle that, though? Because you got a team full of people that's like, hey, is he going to hold or you going to fold, man?
Man, look here. And the sad part about it, them boy, if you hold, hey, listen, funny. You said a mouthful. You better hold or you'll fold. But then them boys can always peep if it's a hole. So if your job appears like you got a bunch of punctures in it,
nah, bro.
Well, they brought you trying
said,
to tell you,
man. You said people because it's almost like animalistic.
You
can sense when somebody
there's some blood in the water. Yeah,
right.
You and at that moment, somebody start looking at themselves as a predator, and you pray.
Man.
You pray.
Getting pawned.
Yeah. Damn. And they're going to talk. And the sad part
they
about
it, they're going to trash.
All the way down the court.
Trash.
Them boys get a rebound on you. Man, D up, man. D up.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Man, I'll take
that.
Hey, matter of fact, y'all get out of the way. I got this.
Bruh, that used to kill me, bro.
Hey, no, don't run.
I'll take that. Nah, yeah. Get little man up here. Since he want to talk, get little man up here.
And the sad part about it, it's supposed to be a team effort at that point in time. And you know what happened? The team you playing on, oh, now he wants you.
Straight, bruh. Straight tomorrow. Bro, why we do that, man? It is cultural, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we perfected that.
But you can't hide from trauma, group, boy.
Man.
You can't
hide from it. But you learned it in high school, man.
Hey, my dear all of a sudden, now that man didn't call you out there, and then that man said, no, not you, him. And so the man sent him on up there. Man ain't got scored on 3 times. Now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, the game on the line. Now your teammate looking at you, bro, you going to have to do something, man. Man, what's up with your defense, bro? You can't stop nobody? Follow.
Man.
And now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you follow. Now you got to deal with the consequences from Buddy. Like, you follow him too hard because now you already know he playing aggressive.
Man, that street coach.
I tell you,
man,
one thing. I bet if you hit me like that again, let him hit me again like that. Hit me. Matter of fact, give me the ball now. Come on up here. Hit me how you hit me just all that, man. Yeah. That's how it be.
Why it's like that, man? I mean, it's we laughing at it, bro, but if we all done felt it, man. It's just funny, though, because it's like, bro, it get like that. It get, man, personal.
It is like that.
It get personal, bro.
Quick.
Like, man, that's funny.
Quick.
Bro.
And right before the game started, y'all could have been tripping. Now you looking at him like he the spawn of Satan.
It only take one thing, though.
That's it, bro.
Like, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's it.
You
that's
know what
it.
I mean? It don't take one thing. Like, see, it's a fight for the ball, my man. Do
everything.
Ball snatches.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, bro. Everything. Man. Everything.
Don't let my man stop.
Or the ball in his, hey, the ball, hey, you almost got the ball. Now the man got the ball and he's shoved in your chest. I said ball up.
One of these where my man waiting to get checked, just throw the ball, hit him. That's not happening to me on the court. I'm like, bro,
and
then,
or Buddy try to aim at his head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Instead of a regular pass, he be real aggressive and he aiming at the head.
Bro, that's not happening to me plenty of times.
Why you passing that high? You know what I'm saying? Hey, we right here by each other. You passing that high?
Why you did that, bro?
Man, it's like, bro, like.
It be like that, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how the dynamic, I think that's just a part of the dynamics of conversation, though, man. You just got different levels.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's just like, man, but at the end of the day, I think the main thing of conversation, bro, is like, you got to be real about what you want.
Yeah.
Because you playing around in the conversation, bro.
And concise.
Yeah, right. You just got to say what you want, man. At the beginning of the conversation, when I was talking about, like, you know, like, loosen up and just like, that's a part of it, too, I think. Respect, and then you gotta say what you want. You know what I mean? Like, if you think you, like, in that conversation, like, you think you got fouled, like, nah, bro, we're gonna shoot for it. Or, like, hey, bro, we're gonna have to.
Oh, no,
you feel what I'm saying?
I ain't seen that go left. I bet you I ain't shooting. So, what we shooting for? Who called it? I ain't called it. You called it. You shoot.
Right.
I ain't shooting.
You gotta
matter of fact, give me the ball. I bet you ain't nobody shooting.
You gotta stand on what you want, though.
Hey, I done seen that before. Somebody grabbed the ball. Give me the ball. I bet ain't nobody shooting. Man, I seen a game end like that.
Somebody just punched. Hey, bro. Ain't nobody got it.
Man, I seen the game end like that. My man said, bro, I call foul. Y'all don't want to give me the foul? Y'all ain't getting the ball. I guess we just going to be standing here. Everybody on the sideline.
I done heard that, too.
Yeah.
I done heard that.
I just seen people on the sideline. Man, y'all do something. Nah.
Because I'm trying to get my game.
Yeah. I told y'all. Ain't nobody playing ball today. But that man said, ain't nobody playing ball
ain't
today.
Ain't nobody, bro. I take all the balls. Just take the corner of the ball, push it out the gym.
I say, this right here, this is how people get shot. Right here.
But it's levels of conversation. Levels of conversation, man. That's real, bro. That was legit.
It was something you had seen the other day, man. And you were talking about like the so-called like the black man. You know, like that the video you had sent.
It was talking about shopping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you were talking about, like, you said something, you were like, boy, like the culture, you were talking about the culture. And now you look at you taking, you combine that with that. It's like, for a lot of people, when people act like that, it's because they're accustomed to not being given anything.
Yeah.
So it's like when they feel like they big enough in size, or they, you know, big enough in stature, or got that status, it like, bro, ain't nobody getting nothing from them. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, right? Like, let's just say a game like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not a championship game. It's not an NBA game. Yeah, you playing for bragging rights. That's all you playing for.
But for them, that's all they got.
You feel me?
That's all they got.
That's what I'm saying. Because once you elevate to a higher level, you realize like what's so serious and what's not so serious. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like you said, for them, this is all I got, bro. Like, yeah.
All you know is somebody taking something off your plate.
Can you imagine only having bragging rights?
Yeah, now all of a sudden, you ain't taking nothing. You ain't taking a morsel off my plate.
That's crazy. That's a hell of a mindset.
It is. But when you, like how we able to sit here and talk about it, it's like you understand why they fight now. Right, you understand what the fight is for. Because sometimes it's that, you know, it's your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you carrying on like how you carrying on? But if they why is, you know what I'm saying? All I know is fight. All I know is take. Then you ain't getting nothing from me free. And that mean even the words.
Come get it black and blue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just going to have to do this. We going to have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and you can always tell. I love, you know what I'm saying? When you look certain people in their eyes, you be like, bro, all I see is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you heard me? Look. Yeah, I ain't playing with you. I ain't playing with you.
Bro, I know exactly what you're
saying. Hey, man, get up. Man, look. Man, hey, kill an interview right now. I slap fire. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, what just happened?
All the ones that just steal off on you? Oh, like, yeah. Middle of a conversation, just steal off on you, bro. Like, bro, you ain't have to do mans like that.
Man.
Have you ever played on different teams? Like mm-hmm. an all-black team or like an all, and it's different?
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
But they one thing about them, man, you call foul, it ain't all that arguing. Us,
hey, to they the technical end. About it.
Yeah. Hey, you got this one, I'll get the next one. You know what I'm saying? Us, why you gave that to him?
Why?
Yeah, why?
He ain't call it?
Yeah.
Bro, I be like that sometimes. Like, that's why I don't play no more. Like, they be like, who touched last? I'm like, bro, I touched it. Bruh, come on, man.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find that.
Just stop playing. But yeah, I gotta go back in there, man.
Yeah, man.
Look, anything you want to end on, E-Man?
Nah, not really. What you want to say, man?
I feel like
I'm gonna leave this one to you to close it.
Okay, man. What I say? Let me see, man. I would say, man, just lighten up, man. Live in the moment and stand for what you stand for, man. If you okay with answering, answer, man. If you don't want to answer, say that. You know what I mean? Because I feel like you need to express how you feel, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I leave, man. I'd say just stand on what you believe in. Stand on what you want. Ask for what you want. I'm going to end on that, man. Real Talk Podcast, man. Every Thursday we post. Like, share, comment. Peace.
Real Talk.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or if you want to check out more of our content, please visit our social media platforms linked in the description of this episode. You can also check us out each week where we drop a new episode every single Thursday. So don't forget, like, share, comment, and thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.